At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores. I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So spring sports officially started this past Monday, and we've had a great start to the season with a lot of turnout both at the high school and middle school level. So we're excited to eventually get into the spring season. But in the meantime, we still have some winter sports still competing in wrestling and boys swimming. And so we're excited to share all the updates and news regarding what they're doing and where they'll be competing next. And then also share some exciting information about our new website that was launched this past Monday to the general public. So first up, though, I want to take a look at our past week and a half and how our winter teams have wrapped up their season and where they will be competing. So first up, varsity wrestling. They competed about a week and a half ago at the District 3 Championship Tournament, which was at Spring Grove High School, and we had six wrestlers compete there at that event, and they included Luke Mentzer, Carl Schindler-Decker, Anthony Colangelo, Tate Nichter, Luke Nichter, and Wyatt Hall. And so it was a very up and down tournament for the Trojans. We started off great that first Friday night by going 6-0 in the first round, but then as the matches got tougher, we kind of struggled from there. But we had some very big highlights that weekend, though. We had Luke Nichter, who actually became the all-time wins leader in Chambersburg wrestling history. He passed Tanner Shope with over 150 wins on that list. And then his younger brother, Junior Tate, also had a great accomplishment as he achieved his 100th career win as a wrestler in Chambersburg history as well. So both are going to be added to the record boards here at the end of this season, so it was a great tournament for those two. Of the six competing, though, that weekend, we only had one qualify for the PIAA Championships that will actually be this weekend, and that was our 160-pounder, Luke Nichter. So his quest for a fourth PIAA Championship medal will begin tomorrow at the Hershey Giant Center, where he will take on Dylan Sheehy of Council Rock North in the first round. So good luck to Luke on your quest for a fourth medal, and hopefully that is a gold medal come Saturday. And then our varsity swimming team was still in action. They competed last weekend at the District 3 Championships at Cumberland Valley High School, and our boys team had an excellent meet. CJ Pong picked up two gold medals by winning the 100 fly with a time of 50.44 seconds, and he also won the 100 backstroke with a time of 50.51 seconds. We also had Aiden McMillan, who medaled in that 100 backstroke event as well. He medaled 7th with a time of 54.43 seconds. And then our boys 200 medley relay team of Aiden McMillan, Michael Johnson, CJ Pong, and Robert Pong finished 3rd with a time of 1 minute and 36.06 seconds. So again, like I said, the boys team had a great meet. With those times, CJ Pong with his 100 backstroke and 100 fly times and finishes, and then the boys 200 medley relay team, they all qualified for the PIAA Championships, which will take place next week at Bucknell University. So after the meet, Coach Chad White had the following to say about the medley relay team. He said, "The boys did an amazing job. They were aggressive, had great transitions, and put everything they had into it for their teammates. And it was a great team record." And then regarding CJ Pong's efforts for those two gold medals, Coach White said, "It was really special to win two golds at this incredibly fast district meet. He is only one of two Trojan swimmers to ever accomplish that feat at a district meet, and he should be seated in the top 8 for both of his events at States, and he also has more room to drop time." So congrats to CJ and the medley relay team, and good luck to you guys next week at Bucknell University. The Mid-Penn Conference also released their Winter All-Stars this past weekend, and we were fortunate to have six athletes make lists for their respective sports, and so congrats to the following individuals. In boys basketball, we had Ethan Schreffler and Terrell Williams, both selected to the second team for the Commonwealth Division. And then for wrestling, we had three first-teamers and one second-teamer. And so Carl Schindledecker was first-team at 120 pounds in the Commonwealth Division. Tate Nichter was first-team at 152 pounds in the Commonwealth Division. And Luke Nichter was first-team at 160 pounds in the Commonwealth Division. And then Wyatt Hall was a second-team selection at 220 pounds for the Commonwealth Division. So once again, congrats to those six individuals on a great accomplishment. And we wish you guys the best of luck next year after graduation. For those of you that are seniors and those that are underclassmen, we wish you the best of luck this offseason. All right, so looking at events coming up later this week and early next week, like I mentioned, we have Luke Nichter, who will be competing at the PIAA Championship Tournament for Wrestling. That event is Thursday, March 5th through Saturday, March 7th, and that will take place at the Hershey Giant Center. He officially begins tomorrow, Thursday the 5th, against Dylan Sheehy of Council Rock North, like I mentioned earlier. But you guys can follow along for all the wrestling updates for anybody and everybody in both AAA and AA by following them via Flow Wrestling or by visiting the PIAA website, where they will keep brackets and round-to-round information updated in real time. Then on Saturday, March 7th, our varsity and JV girls lacrosse team host a multi-team scrimmage in Trojan Stadium. That begins at 9 a.m. and will include Dover, Boonesboro, and Northern York. They call it the Shamrock Shootout, so come on out and watch the varsity JV girls lacrosse team as they begin their season with that scrimmage on Saturday. Varsity boys volleyball is also in action on Saturday. They travel to Central Dolphin for a scrimmage, which begins at 9 a.m. And then early next week, our varsity and JV boys tennis team will begin their 2020 campaign on Monday, March 9th, with varsity boys hosting Northern York at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park, and the JV boys team traveling to Northern York for a 4 p.m. match. So that's our events coming up later this week and early next week. As we get more into the spring season, we will be able to share a lot more later this month with what our teams are up to. So if you're just now tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We are here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. and then also have a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. every Wednesday as well. But some exciting new information where you guys can check out the Trojan Sports Report every single day and listen to past episodes if you missed one week. You can check that out on our new athletics website. So for the last little bit of time that we have for today's show, I just want to share information about that new website. We did officially release it this past Monday, March 2nd, and you can now visit us at www.casdathletics.com. So again, it's nice and easy. You can also visit us by clicking on any athletics tab on the main district website. So there's several ways to get to that website. But again, I think you guys are going to find it extremely user-friendly, and it's an easy way to get all the latest information regarding Trojan athletics. So a few notes as you guys navigate through this new website, which, like I said, I think you guys will find extremely user-friendly. So first, the homepage. Pretty self-explanatory, but some features there that we haven't had before. So the top section is our news rotator, and I want to thank Ed Gottwalls and Gary Klein and Midpen Broadcasting, as they are allowing us to feature all the articles that they write about Chambersburg Athletics on the sportspage.blog on our website. So it's going to be a nice kind of one-stop shop, easy place for the community to get information and news articles relating to Trojan athletics. So again, that's that top rotator screen, the news rotator. But for archived news articles, you can visit every team-specific page and click on news for them as well. Then the middle section is our schedule of upcoming events and most recent results. That's pretty self-explanatory there. And then the bottom section is our social media page, where you can see all the latest Instagram posts, Twitter posts that we've put out all in one location, just to make it easy for you guys to check out a lot of the latest things going on with our athletic department. But more specifically, the top tabs are going to be where you're going to find a lot of important information for our team. So the first tab, pretty easy. It just lists all of our sports. So every sport now has their own individual page where you can go and find out their schedules, their most recent results. You can access all of our coaching contact information for that specific sport on their pages. the news for that specific sport, and then anything specifically related to maybe their booster club, whether it's a fundraiser or a specific website or event that they have coming up. So again, that's our sports page. The quick links, when you look at the main dropdown, are mainly for our varsity team. So if you want any sub-varsity information, click on that specific sport and get their schedules and rosters and news there. Then the Inside Athletics tab is where you're going to go for all the general athletics information that you might need or have a question about. So if you want to know how much does it cost to get into an athletic event here at Chambersburg, or do you want to know our state interscholastic disclosure reports from the past year, or do you want contact information for anybody and everybody through our staff directory, that's where you're going to click on Inside Athletics and find all that fun information there. The Schedules tab has two options. You can see our composite schedule, which is a listing of every single athletic event going on in our department, or you can click on the printable Schedules tab as well. And then the Fan Zone is where we're going to start adding a lot of information on our past championships, directions to our facilities, and any information like that that just might be appealing to the general fan. But for now, what we have there is a Trojan Sports Report section where, like I said, you can go back and listen to any past episode of the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio if you missed it. And again, we'll keep that updated after every episode gets aired. And then our last tab there is the registration tab. Currently, we just have it listing all the information that is required to become a Chambersburg athlete, like our physical information, our activity fee forms, random drug testing forms, all that stuff. But eventually our goal for 2020 and 2021 is to kind of join the digital age and have all that be done online, which will avoid the thousands of pages that we print out and the signatures that we require of parents. So stay tuned. Eventually, that registration tab will go to just a link to register for Trojan Athletics. So again, I know I quickly ran through that and all those features on the website, but I hope you guys get a chance to check it out, as I think it's going to be great, just promotional opportunities for our athletics departments and getting all the information out for our teams and our athletes and how they're performing. So again, you can visit that by going to www.casdathletics.com, or you can click on any of the athletics tabs on the main district website. And then as you go through that website, if you see anything that you would like added, any suggestions that you might have of things that could change, don't hesitate to reach out, as we are always looking for ways to improve it. And then lastly, I just want to thank Corey Daly, our assistant AD, and our head football coach, Coach Luther, as they were highly involved in the initial design phase in making this project a reality. So it was a big team effort that took a lot of people from the district, from our technology department, and then, of course, the team at Presto Sports for making that project a reality. So thank you for everyone, and I hope you guys enjoy the new website. And then one last announcement before we end today's show. We do have a big fundraiser coming up on Saturday, March 21st. It is our annual Ford Drive for Your School event. And I want to thank Gary Pellini and Keystone Ford for sponsoring that event every single year. It's a great fundraiser for all of our booster clubs. But again, you can join us in the Cassius faculty parking lot. It's a new location this year, beginning at 9 a.m. and start test driving many of the new Ford vehicles. For every test drive for a specific team, that booster club will receive $20. And then Ford maxes out the donation at $6,000. So every year we've been fortunate to max out that $6,000 donation. But again, for specific teams, if you want to support boys volleyball, girls lacrosse, whatever it may be, again, every drive nets $20 for that specific team. So again, check that out on Saturday, March 21st. So that wraps up today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, just follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics. Follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics. Or again, visit our new website, which is www.casdathletics.com. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, March 11th at 1:30 p.m. for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report. Only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.